Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
He delivered files. Drove a government vehicle, carried paperwork, smiled at the front desk, punched out at 5. But when the sun fell behind the desert hills of Riverside County, William Suff hunted. He didn't just kill, he tortured, posed, and mutilated his victims. They were sex workers, often forgotten by society, but he made sure they were remembered by what he left behind. This is the story of a man who fooled everyone. From prison walls to county halls, he wore the mask of normalcy. But behind the wheel, he was a monster in motion. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters. A killer in the making, the early life of William Suff. Born in 1950 in Torrance, California, William Lester Suff had a troubled, violent upbringing. He was one of 10 children in a deeply dysfunctional home, but his violence wasn't just learned. It was innate. In 1974, at just 24 years old, he was convicted of beating his own infant daughter to death. He and his wife were both charged. Suff was sentenced to 70 years in Texas. But after serving only 10 years, he was released. Think about that. He murdered a child, his child, and he walked free. And by the late 1980s, he had moved to Riverside County, working a county job, delivering office supplies, driving the same streets where women would soon start to disappear. Bodies in the desert. The murders begin. The first known victim tied to Suff was discovered in 1986, but the real spree began around 1989, lasting into 1991. One after another, women began turning up dead in Riverside, Lake Elsinore, Paris, and surrounding towns. Victims were strangled with ligatures or bare hands, sexually assaulted, mutilated, in some cases, breasts removed, and often posed grotesquely on the roadside. He'd dump them near freeways, under overpasses, or in brush, always leaving just enough to send a message, and always returning to work. Like nothing had happened, Suff was methodical, cold, efficient. Police began to whisper, "The Riverside Ripper." Hunting the forgotten, his victim profile. His targets were almost always sex workers. He'd lure them into his vehicle, a Riverside County van, unmarked but official. They trusted the badge. They trusted the car. They trusted the lie. But once the doors shut, Suff became a butcher in transit. He strangled many with shoelaces or cords, using knots so tight and practiced they'd tear skin. Some were stabbed repeatedly. Others were left to rot in ditches, deliberately dumped where their remains would be found, but not identified for weeks. He kept souvenirs, sometimes clothing, sometimes flesh. He even returned to crime scenes to observe investigators. He was watching as they searched for him.
the signature and the mockery. Suf wasn't content with just murder. He taunted police through his acts. One victim was left posed with her arms arranged behind her back, like angel wings. Another had a pepper placed inside her body, a bizarre and degrading gesture, meant to shock, to dehumanize. It worked. Detectives were horrified, the public unaware. He worked in the county building, parked next to patrol units, smiled at clerks, and after every shift.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
He prowled. The slip-up. How Suf was caught. On January 9th, 1992, a traffic stop changed everything. Suf was pulled over during a routine patrol. Officers noticed blood on the seats, tools in the back, rope. The woman he'd just attacked had managed to escape. Inside the van, they found items matching the murder scenes. Shoelaces, bindings, a bloody blouse. His DNA would later match multiple victims. But even more chilling? A typewritten manuscript found in his home. Fiction about a man who murdered sex workers. The killer was writing his legacy in real time. The trial, the evidence, and the cold smile. In 1995, William Suf stood trial for 13 murders. Prosecutors presented overwhelming forensic evidence, including DNA matches, fibers from his vehicle, stomach contents from victims that matched meals served at county events Suf had attended, and testimony from survivors. He showed no remorse. He even smiled in court. He was convicted and sentenced to death. He remains on California's death row at San Quentin. But to this day, investigators believe he may be responsible for up to 22 murders, possibly more. Some bodies were never found. Some cases still sit cold. The predator in the system. William Suf wasn't a shadowy figure lurking in alleyways. He was part of the system. He was paid by the same county investigating his crimes. He delivered supplies to the very departments trying to stop him. He waved at cops. He attended barbecues. He shook hands at county buildings. And all the while, he was killing. He showed us something terrifying. That monsters can wear uniforms, that they can fill out timesheets, and that evil can be ordinary. He killed by night, he smiled by day, he murdered the forgotten, and made sure we remembered. William Suf wasn't a beast in chains. He was a bureaucrat with blood on his hands, and behind every paper he delivered, was the silence of another woman who would never speak again. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters, because sometimes the killer works for the county.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.